Saturday, October 23rd, 1993, 9:35 a.m. I'm standing in the immense, empty bathtub, struggling out of my cold, soaked clothes. Someone knocks on my door. "Just a minute," I call. I squish over to the door and crack it open. To my complete surprise, it's Claire. "What's the password?" I say softly. Claire walks in, sits on the bed, and starts taking off her shoes. "You're not joking? Come on, oh almost husband mine. I've got to be back by 11. I peel off my t-shirt and throw it into the tub. It lands with a splat. "Isn't it supposed to be bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the wedding? So close your eyes." Claire trots into the bathroom and grabs a towel. I lean over and she dries my hair. It feels wonderful. I could do with a lifetime of this. Yes, indeed. "It's really cold up here," says Claire. "Come and be bedded, almost wife. It's the only warm spot in the whole place." We climb in. "We do everything out of order, don't we?" "You have a problem with that?"
"No, I like it."
"Good. You've come to the right man for all your extra chronological needs."
11:15 a.m. I walk in the back door and leave my umbrella in the mudroom. In the hall, I almost bump into Alicia.
"Where have you been?"
"Janice is here." "What time is it?"
11:15.
"I think that's good luck, isn't it?" Mama and Janice are standing in the hall outside my room. Janice is carrying a huge bag of cosmetics and other instruments of torture.
"There you are. I was getting worried."
Mama shepherds me into my room and Janice brings up the rear.
"I have to go talk to the caterers."
She's almost wringing her hands as she departs. I turn to Janice, who examines me critically.
"Your hair is all wet and tangled. Why don't you comb it out while I set up?"
She starts to take a million tubes and bottles from her bag and sets them on my dresser. I begin to pick out the tangles. I'm starting to enjoy this. As I surrender to Janice's slender brown hands, I wonder what Henry is up to.
12:55 p.m. I'm walking along Highway 12. It's an unbelievably awful day, weather-wise. Rain is gusting and pouring down in sheets. I'm wearing nothing but jeans. I'm barefoot and I'm soaked to the skin. I have no idea where I am in time. I have no money, but when I see the pink neon light of the cut-rate gas for less sign, I veer toward it. I enter the gas station and stand for a moment, streaming water onto the linoleum and catching my breath.
"Quite a day to be out in," says the thin elderly gent behind the counter.
"Yep," I reply.
"Car breakdown?"
"Huh? No." He's taking a good look at me, noting the bare feet, the unseasonable clothing. I pause, feign embarrassment. "Girlfriend threw me out of the house." He says something, but I don't hear it, because I'm looking at the South Haven Daily. Today is Saturday, October 23rd, 1993, our wedding day. The clock above the cigarette rack says 1:10. "Gotta run," I say to the old man. And I do.
1:42 p.m. I'm standing in my fourth grade classroom, wearing my wedding dress. It's ivory watered silk with lots of lace and seed pearls. The dress is tightly fitted in the bodice and arms, but the skirt is huge, floor length with a train and 20 yards of fabric. I feel like a parade float.
1:48 p.m. I'm sitting on a radiator in a musty room full of boxes of prayer books. Gomez is pacing back and forth, smoking. He looks terrific in his tux. I feel like I'm impersonating a game show host.
"You've got the ring?" I ask for the gazillionth time.
"Yeah, I've got the ring."
He stops pacing for a moment and looks at me.
"Want a drink?"
"Yeah." Gomez produces a flask and hands it to me. I uncap it and take a swallow. I'm sweating and my head aches. The room is very warm. I stand up and open the window, hang my head out, breathe. It's still raining. There's a noise in the shrubbery. I open the window farther and look down. There I am, sitting in the dirt, under the window, soaking wet, panting. He grins at me and gives me the thumbs up.
7:04 p.m. Everyone is sitting down to dinner, and no one can find Henry. I ask Gomez if he's seen him, and Gomez just gives me one of his Gomez looks and says that he's sure Henry will be here any minute. Kimmy comes up to us, looking very fragile and worried in her rose silk dress.
"Where is Henry?"
she asks me. "I don't know."
"There he is,"
Kimmy says. She squeezes my hand. Henry is standing in the doorway, scanning the crowd, and sees us. He comes running over. I kiss him.
"Howdy, stranger."
He is back in the present. My younger Henry, the one who belongs here. He takes my arm and Kimmy's arm and leads us to dinner. Kimmy chuckles and says something to Henry that I don't catch.
"What'd she say?"
I ask as we sit down. I turn lobster red. Kimmy winks at me.
6:26 p.m. The reception is just getting underway. The caterers are rushing back and forth with steel carts and covered trays. People are arriving and checking their coats. The rain has finally stopped. It's dark out now, but the lighthouse is blinking away out on the pier. I'm standing at a window, drinking Glenlivet, waiting for Claire, who has been whisked away by her mother for some reason I'm not privy to. I see Gomez and Ben's reflections heading toward me, and I turn. Ben looks worried.
"How are you?"
"I'm okay. Can you guys do me a favor?" They nod. "Gomez, go back to the church. I'm there, waiting in the vestibule. Pick me up and bring me here. Smuggle me into the downstairs men's john and leave me there. Ben, keep an eye on me." I point at my chest. "And when I tell you to, grab my tux and bring it to me in the men's room, okay?" Gomez asks, "How much time do we have?" "Not much.